produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Somebody lift your hand. As we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. This little worship song that says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Give strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say, if you know he's awesome, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on and testify. Awesome.
Awesome.
If you believe it, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and say it.
Hey, this is your hostess, Jazara, and I want to welcome you to another episode of Awesomely Amazing. And if no one has told you today, I want to remind you that you are awesomely amazing. Tonight, I'm going to be reading to you from my book, Crazy Faith, a chapter called Dare to be Different. And we're going to focus on one person from the Bible, Abraham. And this will be maybe a 3 or 4 part series about Dare to be Different. But tonight our focus is going to be on Abraham. But before we get started, let me give you the sort of background for what we're going to be talking about in the Dare to be Different series. The purpose of this piece is to encourage you to be the person that God has created you to be. See, society sends us mixed messages as citizens. On the one hand, society encourages individuality when it does not disrupt the flow of things or when it doesn't step on society's toes. It seems as if society insinuates that individuality is fine just long as you don't ruffle some feathers. Now listen, by all means, I'm not telling you to go out and start a revolution or a riot or even to be rebellious. I'm just simply telling you, dare to be different. Dare to be you. Dare to be the individual that God has created you to be. It's okay to be different. It's okay to speak differently. Now be mindful that this may not be an easy task. While I'm saying dare to be different, it's not always as easy as, you know, the words that are rolling off my tongue. People may or may not understand it, like it, or accept it. However, you got to know that if you are walking in what God has told you to do, there's no need to worry about it. Truth be told, all my life I've been different. As early as second grade, I began to realize that I was different from the other kids. I couldn't exactly pinpoint it, couldn't exactly put my finger on it, but I just knew that I was different. And I'd be lying to you if I told you that it didn't bother me, because it did. I was taller than most of the kids, taller than most of the girls, chunkier than most of the kids my age, and I just felt different. And sometimes when you know that you're different and you're daring to be different, you do kind of feel out of place. There is sometimes a feeling of awkwardness. And sometimes you do just kind of want to blend in. And I'm here to tell you that as a kid, that really didn't happen for me. And then right at the onset of puberty, and puberty can be a difficult time for kids just because of that time in their lives, but right at the onset of puberty for me, I was diagnosed with scoliosis, which is the curvature of the spine. And I had to wear a back brace that had a part of it that extended up to my neck. And so I don't know if they even still make those type of braces now in the 21st century. Probably don't. But anyways, my brace had a piece that rested up under my neck. And so it was very hard not to stand out and be noticeable. And people would look and they would whisper. And some would just be bold enough to come up to me and ask me, what is that thing that you got on? I'm almost willing to bet that I was probably the only person in my city with one. And I could still hear my mother and my late grandmother telling me, chin up. Now, in my mind, I thought, if I held my head down, no one would be able to notice that piece on that brace that was around my neck. But my family encouraged me to stand tall and walk with my head up. And I did that partly because they told me to, but more so because the brace wouldn't allow me any other option. Even now as an adult, I know that I just don't always blend in with people. I reminded about a time a couple of years ago, I was working with a male business partner, and we had a meeting coming up, and he told me, he said, Jazara, please be on time for the meeting. I promised I would be on time. I'm not sure, but I'm almost certain he smirked, and it was like I could hear it. And I told him, I said, well, don't worry. You know, if I'm running late, I'm just going to come in and tiptoe in, and I'll probably go unnoticed. And he told me, he said, even when you're trying to go unnoticed, there's something about you that commands attention. And that's just who God has made me to be. Strangers will come up to me in public places and they'll start a conversation. People I don't know, kids will hug me. I'm just told that I just have a friendly face and make people at ease. As a child, I would occasionally complain that I just kind of wanted to do the things that other people were doing. And my mother would respond like my Heavenly Father still does today, saying, "You're not other people." I learned quickly that my mother had the last word, and as I matured, I learned that God has the final word. Romans 12:2 says, "And be not conformed of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Let's talk a little bit about conformity. Now I have three simple definitions for conformity. Number one says, to bring into harmony. Number two, to be similar or identical. Number three, to act in obedience or agreement, especially to adapt oneself to accepted standards or customs. Okay. And so when I think about conformity, I most often think about definition three, to act in obedience or agreement, especially to adapt oneself to accepted standards or customs. Transform means to change. And this is what God wants from his people. From a personal perspective, conformity is dangerous. Every time I have conformed, it has caused me to compromise myself and beliefs. I gotta tell you, there is nothing like having to deal with your own convictions. That's a whole nother topic, though. As I said, in this Dare to Be Different series, we're going to focus on Abraham tonight, but in the series, we're going to be looking at a few people. We will consider the lives of Abraham, Noah, Joseph, and the daughters of Zelophehad. And as we look at the lives of these aforementioned people, let's just consider some things. Like, for instance, what if Abraham had never left home? What if Noah had not built the ark? What if Joseph had given up on his dream? And then what if the daughters of Zelophehad had not questioned authority? Finally, here's a question for you. What if you miss what God has for you? Besides yourself, who else might suffer? Think about that. Sometimes in order to be different and to be the person that God wants us to be, we have to step out on faith. Being that person whom God wants us to be can look pretty weird according to society's standards. Let's take Abraham for example. In Genesis 12:1, Abraham, who is called Abram, at 75 years old, is instructed by God to leave his home and his family. Now, by society's standards, this has got to seem pretty absurd. A man at 75 years old is making major life changes. At 75 years old, there's an expectation that one would be settled, not trying to get settled. Stay with me here as I address the point of daring who God wants you to be. Genesis 12:1 states, "Now the Lord has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee." Let's notice, Abram, as he's called, then doesn't even know where he's going. However, we know that the place that he is going to is great, as evidenced in Genesis 12 and 2, which says, "And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing." Genesis 12 and 3 says, "And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." Then let's just get right on down to verse 7 of chapter 12 in Genesis. "And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said unto, thy seed will I give this land." Take note of this. Abram doesn't have any children. Yet God speaks of promises for future generations of Abram. If we skip over to chapter 13 of Genesis, verse 14. "Lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward." Sometimes we have to look past our situations. In this verse, you notice that God tells Abram to lift up now thine eyes and to look from the place where thou art. In life, it can be easy. It can be easy to do this. It can be easy to become frustrated, distracted by a situation. And believe me, I know how easy it is. I'm sure you can relate too. I have had many, 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 way too many pity parties in life. I even had the audacity some years ago to just tell God I wasn't going through my situation another day. I had completely given up. One of my God-given gifts is writing. I even told God, and I spoke it into the atmosphere, that I wasn't going to write anymore. That's just craziness. But looking at your current situation can have you wrapped up in some craziness. And you can probably identify how things can go wrong in life. Is this bill due, that bill due, another bill due, mailbox flooded with this letter, that letter. Kids got a field trip, got to be here, got to be there, not enough hours in a day, not enough money in the check, so on and so forth. You know. So believe me, it's very easy to get wrapped up in the here and now. But we can't let that deter our hope. What we have to do, and what I had to do, was change my perspective and look up from my vantage point. So why did Abram have cause for hope? In Genesis 13 and 15 it states, "For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and thy seed forever." Genesis 13 and 16, "And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered." Genesis 13 and 17 states, "Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee." Again, I must reiterate that to be who God wants you to be, you cannot focus on your current situation. Let's put verses 15 and 16 under the microscope. Genesis 13, verses 15 through 16 states that all the land that could be seen by Abram would be given unto him and his seed, his children, and their children, and their children, and so on and so forth. In addition, God will make Abram's seed innumerable. Now, what I like about God is that he's not like us, where sometimes we tend to think small. Many of us do. And you might be listening and say, well, honey, I beg to differ with you. I think big. But even if that's the case, God lets us know that in Ephesians 3:20, He thinks bigger than anything we could dream in our wildest dreams. My church's motto is coming from Ephesians 3:20, which states, now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we may ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now, how does this relate to Abram? Well, God tells Abram in Genesis 13:15 that He would not only bless Abram, but that Abram's generations to follow would be blessed as well. So let's fast forward and see how the story ends. When Abram was 100 years old, God changed his name to Abraham. Abraham's wife, Sarai, her name was changed to Sarah. When Abraham was 100 and Sarah was 90 years old, their son Isaac was born. Abraham was blessed beyond belief because he dared to be who God called him to be. And so as we wrap up this segment on Abraham, I just want to tell you, dare to be different. Dare to be who God has called you to be. Dare to be different. I want to encourage you to reach out to me on Facebook. I'm Jazara Bradley. Check out the book Crazy Faith. It's available on Amazon. And go out tonight and the rest of this week and have an awesomely amazing night and an awesomely amazing week. Be awesomely amazing. Thanks for tuning in.
Somebody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and He's greatly to be praised. This little worship song that says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Gives strength where I've been weak. Forever He'll reign. Come on, say my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever He'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say, come on, if you know He's awesome, say it. Lift your voice.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Are you ready? We are about to take flight with Travel Uncorked and your show host, Nicole Gates.
Well, it's Travel Thursday, and we are back in the studio and talking with Kathy Killen with Royal Caribbean International. I'm super excited to be talking cruises, so let's set sail. Hey, Kathy.
Good. Hello there, Nicole. How are you?
I am great. I'm glad to have you. So excited to have you as a part of the show today. I know I have so many people really excited to hear more about the wonderful things that Royal Caribbean has going on and all the great things that destinations they can sail to and all that good stuff. So I want to go ahead and get started. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Royal Caribbean for those that have never cruised before? Tell us what Royal Caribbean offers.
Well, first off, I have to say I'm very excited that you invited me onto this show because I think that there is a little bit of misinformation out there as far as just the fact that cruising continues to grow. As a matter of fact, over the last 4 years, cruising has grown by 20.5%, and they continue to see those numbers climb every year, even with last year and this year. Looks like it's going to exceed what we did last year at Royal Caribbean as far as bringing on more passengers, bringing out more cruise ships. But I really think, Nicole, probably the biggest reason why I think it continues to grow is because of the value. Because when you think about what it would take for someone to go on vacation, for example, start thinking about in your head the math. How much would it cost for an oceanfront hotel per night? Then on top of that cost, I want you to go ahead and start adding in how much would it cost for your family to eat breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, and let's say that you do that times 7 nights. Now what are you looking at cost-wise? Not to mention, of course, entertainment. What about all of the things that people like to do on vacation, like go swimming and go to shows and all sorts of different activities that are included as part of a cruise? And I really think that one of the beauties of the Royal Caribbean product, because I've actually been in this business now for over 25 years. I started off as a travel agent. I used to work on board ships for 5 years, traveling all over the world. And then, of course, I came home and got my land legs back, and I've been with Royal Caribbean for 10 years now. I just love the Royal Caribbean product because there is something for everyone. Doesn't matter if they're older, if they're younger, they're traveling with children, they're traveling without children. Maybe your clients don't want to see children. We have phenomenal kid programs, so the kids all gravitate towards that. So with adult-only solariums and fantastic food and menu items and entertainment, and you wrap all that up into a floating hotel that goes with you to experience all these different ports, I can't stress enough the value of what that brings to their vacation dollar.
That is so true. I know I've had experience with cruising, and the Royal offers so much beautiful ships, just so much to do. I was so impressed. I got an opportunity to actually do a ship inspection, and it was just the coolest thing, to be on the ship and see all the things that they offer. But I was really impressed with the kids area. The kids area is outstanding, and I know a lot of people
it's complimentary.
Families.
It's free. It's included as part of their cruise. So if the parents want to go out to dinner at nighttime and then go to a show, we have an award-winning Adventure Ocean program. That's what it's called, and that's our youth program with experienced counselors, with all age-appropriate activities. We're one of the only cruise companies with five different age groups. And I think that's another reason why it's been so successful for families, because the kids get out of it what they want to get out of their vacation, and that also leaves time for people like parents or grandparents or whatnot to get out of their vacation what they want out of it. And then there's a beauty in that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody, it's something to do for everybody. And everybody gets that downtime, you know, just to kind of break away. Because when you go on vacation, that's exactly what you want to do. So what kind of specials or anything fun happening with Royal Caribbean?
I am so happy that you asked me that, because right now we are running a promotion for the month of April. So as of the end of this month, it will go bye-bye. So they do need to, of course, contact you, let them know as far as what they're looking to do, because I know you would ask as far as what sort of ships we have. They have 25 ships to choose from. But I will say right now it's buy one, get one 50% off. That's going on for the month of April.
Wow.
But probably the biggest promotion that we have for this month only is kids sail free. So if they are flexible with their dates, yes. Now, I will tell you there are some blackout dates, of course, as far as Christmas and New Year's, Thanksgiving. So your peak times as far as maybe Easter break or summer vacation. But if you have kids that are younger, I know for me, I have two kids of my own, and there's a downtime right before the week of Christmas, where kids are sailing free. I'm like, light on the homework at that point anyway. And I'm like, you know what, my kids, I'm going to take them out of school. So some families are okay with that, some are not. But if they're flexible or their children are 12 and under, they will be able to sail free if they're flexible with their dates. I'm telling you, it saves people a ton of money. And that is for sailings that are loaded. The sailing window is from May 1st of this year through May 15th of next year, but they have to book it with their deposit, and those deposits are $100 per person for under 5 nights as far as their cruise is concerned, but if it's a 5-night or longer cruise, it's a $250 deposit. So they would need to figure out what ship and sailing date that they want to go on. They would need to contact you for pricing and then book it with their deposit before this promotion goes away.
That's not bad at all. That's an awesome deal. That is definitely an awesome deal. So let's talk about Royal Caribbean and what destinations do you all sail to? Because I know that's always a big question for people. Some people don't necessarily want to do the Caribbean. They want to do something different. Maybe they've done the Caribbean in the past. So where
Absolutely.
Else does Royal Caribbean?
Well, of course, Caribbean being part of our name, Nicole, of course we're going to have a ton of options for people to go to the Caribbean. With that being said, as I mentioned, we have 25 ships that are globally deployed all over the world. So if they, again, are looking to experience, maybe they want to go to Alaska. Maybe they want to do Europe. Maybe they want to do Australia and New Zealand or Canada and New England for the fall foliage or even over the summertime. Maybe they want to go up to Bar Harbor, Maine or Halifax, Nova Scotia. There's lots of different options for people to be able to go and enjoy. And again, when you look at everything that's taken care of as far as, you know, think about this even for Europe. We have a 7-night Western Mediterranean, which is probably one of the most popular itineraries for first-time vacationers to Europe. Because, again, you're unpacking once. Somebody else is basically taking you from port to port where the ship pulls right up. You get off the ship, you go on your shore excursions, but you come back. You don't have to worry about going in and out of hotels, in and off of buses, unpacking, packing. I know when I went to Europe, I've done it both ways. And I will say that a cruise, hands down, is the best way to experience Europe, especially if you're looking for some of those really popular ports of call like Rome or Barcelona or maybe the French Riviera with Monte Carlo, or maybe they want to go see the Leaning Tower of Pisa. You know, and again, when you look at everything included with, and I don't know if anybody's ever tried to price out hotels over in Europe, you can't beat the price. So Europe, here's another thing I want people to realize too. I realize, of course, we have a ton of ships doing the Caribbean, but if you want to go to Alaska, We now have the best ship in Alaska starting in May of this year. She's already coming back next year. Alaska for next summer is already available for people to book. We have a 7-night round trip up into Alaska out of Seattle. And that's on the Ovation of the Seas, which is the second largest ship class in the world. Tons of balconies. They have this thing called the North Star, which is a glass bubble. It looks like a glass bubble on a crane that takes about 16 people 300 feet above the water surface for a panoramic view. It's got ripcord by iFly, so if people want to go ahead and experience that whole skydiving simulator, there's a circus trapeze school. We got the largest indoor sport complex at sea on the ship. Not to mention, probably one of the best things about the Ovation of the Seas that does this 7-night Alaska cruise round trip out of Seattle is the fact that every single interior cabin that normally does not have a window, an interior cabin means they don't have a window, but on this ship, every single one of those cabins has what they call a virtual balcony. So it's about the size of a door that shows people real live footage of what is going on outside when they're inside their interior cabin. And there's no other ship out there that has that. No other ship out there has that. It's perfect for families. It's
awesome.
Wonderful because, again, it can save people money on round-trip airfare because it's round-trip out of Seattle. But we do have 3 ships that do Alaska for next summer. We still have availability even for this summer. So if people are looking to go for this summer, keep that in mind as well.
Awesome. That is so awesome. I know I'm just so impressed with all the stuff that Royal Caribbean offers and, you know, the dining options. Let's talk about the dining options because I know a lot of people, when they think everything is a buffet on a cruise ship, and it's not.
Oh, goodness,
so can we talk about our specialty dining and some of the other options that Royal offers?
Absolutely. So, of course, we do have a place called the Windjammer Marketplace, which is our buffet that's open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and they switch out the menu items. They do cook-to-order food stations that change out every single evening if people are looking for a more casual environment for dining. However, with that being said, there are tons of other dining options available. Number one is going to be in our main dining room. Our main dining room is where you basically come into the dining room, excuse me, you sit down and you're presented a menu. You can do that for breakfast. You can do that for lunch. And, of course, dining times for dinner at night, there are basically 3 different options if they're looking to eat in the main dining room. Because, again, the menu is what rotates every evening. So they're getting numerous amounts of different appetizers, soups and salads and entrees and desserts. And, again, they pick off of that menu and they basically tell their wait staff what they would like. And, of course, it's a fine dining experience. And that's all included as part of their cruise, but they can do early seating, which is around 6 o'clock at night, or they can choose late seating, which is usually around 8 o'clock at night. Or we have a third option, which is called My Time Dining, which is where they can eat in the main restaurant, but they pick and choose their time between 5:30 and 9:30. So there's lots of flexibility. And then on top of that, there is room service. There is, we also, of course, have specialty dining. So if people are looking to experience a special event, maybe they want to have a date night or celebrate something like a special birthday or occasion. We do have these specialty dinings, everything from a steakhouse to hibachi, sushi. We also have this famous, Jamie Oliver has his restaurant on board our ships called Jamie's Italian, which is your farm-to-table sort of fresh Italian phenomenal food. And again, those are specialty restaurants, so they do have a charge associated with those. But again, if people are looking to experience a more high-end, very intimate, different sort of experience, we have that for those people as well. Now, I will say, as someone who grew up with 8 brothers and sisters, and I put myself through college, I consider myself a little bit of a frugal person when it comes to my vacation. And I'm a firm believer that everything that I already paid for my cruise, I'm going to get where it's already included. And believe me, there are tons of options. I might go to a specialty restaurant maybe once for a date night. Kids can go into Adventure Ocean, and me and my husband would go get a dining experience to celebrate something special. But I'm not everyone. There's a lot of people out there that really love specialty dining experiences, and that's their thing. And if people like that sort of specialty dining, the more that they do the specialty dining, of course, there's dining packages where they could get discounts. And again, all of that is just more options because we realize that not all consumers are built the same way. They're not just like me. A lot of times they might like that sort of experience every night of their cruise, and that's great for them. And again, there's everything in between, depending on what people are looking to get out of their vacation.
I love it. And Kathy, I'm taking a group, and I know we talked about this just recently. I'm taking a group in August on the Symphony of the Seas. We're super excited about that. So we booked Central Park balcony rooms, and I remember when you told me all the perks that came with that, and I was like, wow, I didn't even know.
I didn't even
know that, but group.
Nicole,
are,
you're going to be on the newest ship in the fleet?
Yeah, I'm super excited.
Yay.
So tell us about Symphony of the Seas. What all
okay,
do we have
so,
to look forward to?
Oh, my goodness. Where do I start, Nicole? Okay, so the Symphony of the Seas is the newest ship in our fleet. It just came out last year. It is the newest ship doing 7-night Eastern Caribbean or 7-night Western Caribbean out of Miami. And this ship is the biggest in the world. What I think is very special about this class of ships, because the Symphony is actually the fourth ship in the Oasis class model. So they're all the same make and model. They all have 7 distinct neighborhoods: Central Park neighborhood, Boardwalk neighborhood. There's the Pool and Sports Zone neighborhood. There is the Royal Promenade neighborhood. So there's 7 neighborhoods that pull different interests, and that's why I think the ship flows so well. In 50-plus years of shipbuilding, this is the most successful class of ships ever launched. And there's a reason for that, because of the design of the ship. So as you were mentioning, Nicole, your balconies, there are, because there's nothing else in the world like this ship, we have what's called neighborhood balconies. So on the Symphony of the Seas, as well as Oasis of the Seas, Allure of the Seas, and Harmony of the Seas, which are their sister ships in the Oasis class, they all have these neighborhood balconies. So Central Park balconies, they're located in the middle of the ship. So think about this. You're in the middle of the ship. You come out onto your balcony. You look up, and you're looking up at blue sky in the middle of a ship. And then you're overlooking this place called Central Park, which has 15,000 live trees, plants, shrubs. It's got an on-site horticulturist that does 2 daily guided tours a day. Dining, white twinkly lights at nighttime. There's dining through there. There's a place called Central Park Cafe, which is one of the complimentary restaurants that serves the best roast beef sandwiches with au jus sauce and this fantastic horseradish sauce and this freshly baked bread. You got to make sure that you go get one of those, Nicole, because they are my favorite sandwiches. But that's
okay.
Just one of the neighborhoods. But those balconies in Central Park, because they're very unique, we actually added free amenities to them. So if you book a Central Park balcony, automatically, when you come into your room, you're going to have a bottle of wine waiting for you. You are going to have an invitation to experience one of the specialty dinings for lunch. And then you're also going to get a private casino gaming session for 2 people. Those 3 perks are automatically included when people book Central Park balconies. Now, there is another neighborhood called the Boardwalk neighborhood, which is on the back of the ship that overlooks the Boardwalk neighborhood. So it's got the aqua theater on the back of the ship. You can actually see the wake of the ship in the ocean because, again, when you step out onto your Boardwalk balcony, you look up and there's blue sky. But then because they're located at the back of the ship, they can see the wake of the ship in the ocean. But what's really cool about the Boardwalk area is the fact that the aqua theater is right there. So besides shops and restaurants, people can actually see the aqua theater show from their Boardwalk balcony. And on top
That's
of that,
cool.
They also get 3 extra included perks. So when they step into their room, when they come on board, they're going to be welcome. When they come in, they're going to have 2 souvenir cups for 2 free unlimited soda packages. They're going to get Johnny Rockets for 4, which is normally a special. There's a cover charge for Johnny Rockets. That's included for a family of 4. And then on top of that, they're going to get a private rock climbing wall session for their family. So Central Park balconies, they tend to attract more couples. It's very romantic. It's very serene. But they do attract families as well, just depending on what families are looking for. But Boardwalk balconies, this is good for families. It's good for couples. I know I'm a big time people watcher. I love to sit out on my boardwalk balcony and just kind of people
yes.
watch. But noise is a non-issue because they do shut everything down at a decent time at night. And as soon as you shut those sliding glass doors, you can't hear anything anyway. And to get those free perks, and again, there's nothing in the industry like it, which is why they sell so well.
Oh, that is awesome. Yeah, that's so awesome. So I know I want to just publicly say thank you to you, Kathy, because I had the most exhilarating experience when we were at our conference just recently, being able to go whale watching. And so, you know, I always tell everybody about that. I was like, I had the most. And Royal sponsored that trip, that excursion.
Yes, we did.
And it was so much fun. And, you know, I tell people all the time, I don't swim. And so to be out there at night and all that water, I was like, oh, my gosh. But I did it, and I just had a great time. And I really want to say thank you again. I know I've thanked you 1,000 times, but that was an awesome experience for me. So I really try to encourage people when they take a cruise, get out there and do something different. Look for those excursions. There's all kinds of things to do. And you can pick these ahead of time. They can pick them ahead of time, right?
Yes, they can. As a matter of fact, there's a once they get a booking number, they can go on to the RoyalCaribbean.com website with their booking number, and they can see exactly the shore excursions that are available in every single port. And what's nice about the shopping cart that we have on the shore excursion site, Nicole, is that they can actually, mm-hmm. they can shop by interest. So some might be looking for cultural, or maybe they might be looking for more dining or culinary experiences. Some people might be looking for family-friendly adventures. They might also be looking for eco-friendly shore excursions. So depending on what people are looking for, there's buckets that they can actually pick and choose, and it narrows down the choices based off of what their interests are. So it's super easy to shop. There's tons of availability as well as options for them based off of what they're looking to do as well as their budget. Everything from walking tours to guided tours on a motor coach to really see the scenery, half-day tours, full-day tours that include lunches ashore. So it really just depends on what they're looking to do, as well as, of course, where they are going to experience. So lots of options available for them.
Well, I appreciate you, Kathy, for taking some time out of your busy schedule because I know how busy it must be for you guys this time of the year. But I do appreciate you for stopping by Travel Uncorked and sharing with us all the good things about Royal Caribbean. And I really want to encourage people to take advantage of the current special. You can't beat kids, the kids sale free. You cannot beat
kids sale free. Buy one, get one, 50% off. And
yes,
I will tell you, especially for our first-time cruisers, Nicole, have them contact you for more information because a lot of our first-time cruisers – you know, we have two brand new ships that are doing the 3- and 4-night Bahama cruises that are stopping at our newest port of call in the Caribbean called Perfect Day at Coco Cay, which is debuting
yes.
next month. Next month. It's
so
that
exciting.
It's coming up that quick. So
yes.
exciting.
So exciting. Perfect timing. Well, Kathy, again, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. I appreciate you. I may call on you later on if we have more interest about Royal, which I'm sure we will, but I appreciate you taking time out and joining me on the show today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Nicole. Have a great day.
You too.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S., or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.